Welcome to this podcast about Belkovsky and the Alaska Peninsula in Alaska. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by Inara in AI-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and dozens of embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Belkovsky is an abandoned Aleut Onongan village situated on the south coast of the Alaska Peninsula between Belkovsky Bay to the southwest and Volcano Bay to the northeast, about 62 miles southwest of Sand Point and 11 miles east-northeast of King Cove, Alaska. The name comes from the Russian Selo Belkovsko, derived from Belka meaning squirrel, referring to the Arctic ground squirrel. Volcano Bay was named in 1880 by William H. Dahl of the U.S. Coast and Geodetic Survey for its proximity to Pavlov Volcano. The village was built on a level glacial moraine composed of volcanic rock fragments ranging from coarse boulders to fine sand and silt. This moraine overlies bedrock of the Belkovsky Formation, dating from the Middle Miocene or Late Oligocene, which comprises sandstone, siltstone, and conglomerate with layers of tuff and volcanic breccia, predominantly red, pink, and purple in color. North of the village, the Moss Cape Pluton intrudes the Belkovsky Formation, formed around 3.2 million years ago during the early Pliocene. It consists of granodiorite and quartz diorite. In the Pleistocene, a vast glacial complex covered much of the Alaska Peninsula and extended onto the submerged continental shelf of the Gulf of Alaska, possibly calving directly into the Pacific. The Western Gulf may have been ice-free by 17,000 years ago, potentially allowing early coastal migration along the Aleutian Archipelago and the Alaska Peninsula. Archaeological evidence shows human settlement on the lower peninsula over the past 5,000 to 6,000 years, likely by sedentary communities sustained by rich marine resources. Fur traders learned of the rich sea otter grounds along the southern Alaska Peninsula in 1762, when an Onongan slave aboard Stepan Glatov's ship showed the Russians where they aggregated. In 1771, Ivan Solovet led the first Russian expedition to survey the peninsula for people and resources. He encountered several hundred Onongan and vast numbers of sea otters, having already killed several Onongan in the Aleutian Islands in retaliation for attacks on Russian ships. Solovet resumed his violent methods on the peninsula before fleeing in 1772. Later expeditions, including those of Captain James Cook and the Billings-Sarachev expedition, had more peaceful interactions with local inhabitants. Nonetheless, reports of abundant sea otters drew intense interest in the region. Sea otters were the primary driver of Russian expansion into the Aleutians and the Alaska Peninsula. Aleut hunters from the Shumagin Islands were conscripted to harvest sea otters from offshore islands along the peninsula. In 1808, they were organized into artols, or work groups, based on Saanich Island. Each artol was led by a Russian baidarshik, or captain, and supplied by Russian and Aleut employees. Using traditional methods, hunters approached quietly in baidarkas, meaning kayaks, and speared the otters. High-producing hunters, especially Creoles, those of mixed Russian and Aleut descent, gained status in the Russian America Company. By 1823, company administrators feared sea otters had been overharvested. They imposed conservation measures, including quotas, seasonal limits, traditional techniques, refusal to buy females or pups, rotational hunting grounds, and ultimately the relocation of the entire Saanich Aleut population to Belkovsky. The Alaska Purchase in 1867 transferred the territory from Russia to the United States. Under American administration, Saanich Island was resettled, and the waters near Belkovsky became the center of the sea otter trade. By the 1880s, Belkovsky was the region's most important village, with three stores reportedly stocked with goods imported from San Francisco. The first Russian Orthodox church was built in 1843. It was replaced in 1880 by the Holy Resurrection Church, modeled on the 1732 Church of the Resurrection on the Mazva River near Moscow. The church was richly decorated with bells and icons. In 1880, Belkovsky was described as perched on a bluff on the southern slope of a mountain. Most houses were brightly painted frame cottages built by fur trading companies for Aleut hunters. Within a decade, sea otter pelts collected at the station fell from thousands to dozens annually as the animals were hunted nearly to extinction. A school opened in 1901 and closed in 1976. As revenues from sea otters dwindled, residents turned to trapping foxes, bears, wolves, and land otters, and to commercial cod and salmon fishing. A salmon cannery built in 1913 in King Cove offered stable employment, prompting many Belkovsky residents to relocate there or to Sand Point. By 1980, only 10 residents remained. When the last families left, they took the church bells and iconostasis to King Cove, 12 miles away by boat, where St. Herman Church was built in 1984. In 2015, the Rasmussen Foundation funded a 30-foot Elder's Bell Tower to house the 7 historic bronze bells, the largest of which is 35.5 inches in diameter and weighs about 850 pounds. Today, Belkovsky is used as a summer fishing camp by King Cove residents and other Anungan people. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including dozens of links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.